This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Normally this time of year, Progressive Field is filled with cheering Cleveland Indians fans and fireworks. Now, because of the pandemic, Major League Baseball players and owners are locked in negotiations to potentially start the season around July 4th without fans. Terry, it's been 2 months since what would have been opening day, and I'm really missing baseball.
Right, and I miss baseball on the radio. I think it's the storyteller's game. We've been blessed, too, with having Tom Hamilton here all these years. And even when I was growing up in the 60s, they had a wonderful broadcaster named Jimmy Dudley. And they were kind of the soundtracks of summer. I mean, one thing, whether your team is good or bad, it's every day. On top of that, you're making trades or you might make trades. If you're bad, you've got all these guys in the farm system. You want to bring the young players up. It's like a long summertime soap opera or serial. You can just keep introducing new characters all over the summer. When the Indians broke spring training last year in 2019 at the end of March, I don't think most fans ever heard of Aaron Civale or Zach Plesac. They might have heard of Shane Beaver. And certainly, I want to find the person that knew that all three of those would end up in the starting rotation by midseason.
Yeah.
But that's what happens in the minors. These guys come up. They're people you grab onto. They supplement your regular stars. You know, they can give hope to a season, because remember, they were disastrous last year. They were 29-30 at one point, the Indians were, and, you know, they got back into contention. They didn't make the playoffs. But again, see how we just talked about all that right there? It was a storyline.
As we're at home social distancing, being able to listen to a game on the radio right now would really be special.
It would be perfect if you just had a baseball TV show and radio show going on, even with no fans. People would be just locked into it. You know, baseball would again be the summer game, because you could see how people locked into the NFL draft and free agency. I also think there's something about baseball broadcasters, because they're on so much, you know, 162 games a year, plus spring training and, you know, whatever else, whether it's Tom Hamilton or Jim Rosenhaus as his partner, or, you know, before that, you know, Joe Tate did it for about 10 years. And I mentioned there was Jimmy Dudley and Bob Neal, Herb Score for a long time. These are almost like family friends to people who like baseball. There's something soothing about their voice. I have a hard time, for example, writing stories while listening to basketball or football. It's sort of too much action. I could do it with baseball. It's just kind of on there in the background. And then when all of a sudden something happens, their voice goes up and you can stop and listen to it. And then you go back into whatever else you're doing, and it's just kind of humming in the background. So you're right, Amanda. I think now we're 2 months into this. It's like, geez, it's going already.
Yeah. And you're pretty confident that baseball will be played this season.
I hope so. Because if not, it's disastrous. You know, the players and the owners, they both have made a lot of money. But in terms of a lot of people who rely on baseball, there's a lot of secondary media people. You know, I don't know whether they're going to have fans or not, but certainly the downtown businesses are hurting. But even there's a lot of people in their front offices who have jobs that don't pay $100,000 or even $50,000. If they even are getting back and playing and they're bringing in some TV money, and then you could also get your scouting department going. Just a lot of stuff that would be fun. And I also just think, too, when you're around older people, and I mean that in terms of whether they're in nursing homes or even at home, like my father had a stroke or whatever, he always watched baseball anyway. But then, after he was really housebound, I mean, he built his day around there's a game that night and something to watch or something to listen to. You know, baseball's a great distraction.
Yeah, I certainly miss it. And this time of year is just not the same for me.
I'm very curious to see also how fans will react when it comes back. I think if it comes back this year, the TV ratings, radio ratings, they'll be very high. I really believe that. If they mess this whole thing up next year, they're in big trouble. They won't be able to sell a ticket. People will be very bitter about them. Because I will tell you this, the NBA is going to figure out how to get something going. At some point, it's playoffs or something. And you know how the NFL is. They'll play flag football in the parking lot to put it on TV. It'll be NFL games by Zoom, whatever it takes, because they know. See, they understand their fan base. They really do. And that's what makes me mad about baseball, where they have a good product and they sell it poorly. You know, shape up, guys. You know, get Tom Hamilton back there on the radio. I want to hear him.
Me too. Terry, thanks for joining me.
Welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.